Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Michelle, that is next weekend, right? I forget what day it is even today.
Absolutely. Lisa, terrific to hear from you. Thank you so much for connecting with us. I'm so glad you're back on doing what you do best. I missed you. So thank you, my friend. Yes.
Thank you. Michelle's the best. You could tell by her energy. When she's behind something, it is going to be a success. This is Michelle Maxia, and she is director of Toy Box Connection. But this is more about Mental Health Awareness Month, and every year you do a Mental Health Wellness Fair. It is coming up on May 30th, and it's just a chance for everybody to come together, right?
It's Lisa, this is a free event. This is about coming together and raising the bar. So many people silently struggle, right? And the stigma is still out there. It still exists. And this is a day to come together and say, it's okay to not be okay. It's okay to tap into resources. Our mental health is our priority. Without it, nothing else matters. Everything else breaks down, right? So this is it's a free event. There's so much going on there, Lisa. There's therapy ponies, therapy dogs. They're building birdhouses. Home Depot's, they're building birdhouses. There's a 2K walk, a 5K run. There's meditation. There's acupuncture. I can go on and on and on, but there's something for everyone. And it's a family event. And it's really, let's come together and raise the bar. Let's give a shout out that, you know what? We believe in each other and we are here for each other. And no one ever has to suffer silently ever again. That's who we need to be as a community.
And it's all free. It's free. It's in Orland Park. It's on May 30th.
They're giving away. We're giving all kinds of free goodies away. Let me tell you, all kinds of just wonderful, free, wonderful things in bags and squishies. And I mean, honestly, if you don't come for the food, there's going to be hot dogs and tacos and snow cones. There's going to be Emerald Coffee doing some high-end coffee. There is something for everyone, Lisa. This is all I can tell you. This is a no-brainer. You better show up and you know, bring your game, bring your energy, bring your support. There's too many people that need to hear that hopelessness is real for so many, and it doesn't have to be that way, right?
Well, and I love that the generations after us, like Gen Z and Gen Alpha right now, make mental health a priority. They are the ones that took it out of the darkness, said, we're going to talk about it, and we're going to get help for it. And I think that allows people from previous generations to go, oh, if they're talking about it, I guess I can talk about it too.
Listen to me, as a police officer years ago, I'm hopeful and see that there is a shift happening, but there is just this sense of that we have to be so strong. We have to, you know, you can't be weak. You have to push through things. Don't talk about it. You can, you know, push it down, push it away. And the thing is, I always say it's like if you are suffering and there's something that needs to be addressed and you haven't addressed it, it's like pushing a beach ball to the bottom of the pool. You don't see the beach ball anymore, right? It's gone. We're good. Guess what?
Hops right back up.
At some point in time, up it comes. So here's the thing. These kids are learning to take a little pin and to let the air out of that ball. There's no pushing it down anymore. You know what strength is? Strength to me these days is asking for help. That's not weakness. That is strength. And we're creating a day where there's resources where you can go ahead and ask for help. And everybody standing around you is there for the same reason, trying to tap into something to be good, to feel good, to get through things. I don't know. I feel like we're going to change some things here. We're going to shift some gears. So I'm hoping some young people show up at this thing because really they're the ones taking our country to the next place. They're going to be part of the big healing that, I don't know. I think that
we need. We need
ourselves.
It. You definitely need it. It's a mental health and wellness fair and walk. I love the byline. It says, let's come together and spread the love. It's May 30th in Orland Park. And I know it's on West 153rd Street. Tell me about where you hold it.
So it is Centennial Park, the train station. There's signs. There's going to be balloons. It's 10401 West 153rd Street. Go to the Toy Box Connection website. All the information is there. You can scan it with that little QR code, which, by the way, my kids helped me with. I'm really not good at that stuff, but it made me look really good. I have to tell you that Gen Z made me look good. Scan that little scanner, and it'll print on your phone, and you can take it with you. And it talks about the times. It talks about what's going to be there. Yoga. I mean, honest to God, red light therapy. My goodness.
For acupuncture and massage. I mean, many of the things that will help people feel better, but maybe they haven't been exposed to or they can't afford. So this is an opportunity to lift everyone up.
I am hopeful that people will take, Lisa, this is my plea to people. You don't have to spend the whole day there. Take time to step by. It can be at half an hour. If you find that there's more for you to do and you want to stay longer, stay as long as you want. But the real sad thing would be if you didn't make an effort to stop by and make your presence known that you support people getting well. You support people. Listen, if you're not struggling, someone you know is. I don't care who you are. I'll interview 1,000 people, and I promise you, if they're not struggling, they know somebody that is. So if you're not coming for yourself, come for the people that you love and the people that you care about. Let's flip the script on this mental health thinking. Let's flip the script. Let's crush the stigma. I don't want to break the stigma. I want to crush the stigma.
Don't you love her energy? This is Michelle Maxia. Toy Box Connection, that's where they can go and find out more information, correct?
Yes, ma'am. And again, I thank you, Lisa. I'm so grateful you're back in doing what you do, and you are amazing, and I've been praying for you for a long time, and you sound like you're back in the saddle, and there was nobody better to connect with me for this than you. I am so grateful it was you that got to do the shout out for us. And thank you to all of your listeners. Happy Memorial Day to all of them. And hopefully they can put it on their calendar and take a little time to swing by and say hi to us.
You've got it. It is 1 week from tomorrow, May 30th in Orland Park. Give them the website where they can go and find info.
www.toyboxconnection.com.
You're the best, Michelle. Enjoy your weekend.
You as well. You're a rock star, Lisa. God bless. Have a great weekend.